Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 113.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by David Capon, Policy Director for Majority Leader Bell. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come together to give you thanks for another day of tender mercies and abounding grace. We gather here today in agreement and reverence, recognizing you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. With great anticipation, we welcome in your Holy Spirit, eagerly awaiting your coming kingdom. We invite your wisdom and your guidance over this House Chamber and its members, giving you thanks for the opportunity to serve the people of North Carolina. Search our hearts, make still our minds, anoint our eyes to see the mighty works of your hand, and anoint our ears to hear your still small voice. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 19th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for August the 19th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Are there any petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly for the House? The clerk will read.
The Honorable Tim Moore. Dear Speaker Moore, pursuant to North Carolina General Statutes 96-15.3, I am pleased to nominate Judge Albert D. Kirby, Jr. of Sampson County to serve on the North Carolina Employment Security Board of Review for a term beginning on July 1st, 2021, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I'm grateful for Mr. Kirby's willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
The correspondence is placed on file in the House Principal Clerk's office. Is there any committee reports? I don't think so. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker.
I'm sorry, excuse me just one second. Do we have any notices and announcements? Representative Clampett is recognized.
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. I want to inform everyone, I just got back from the western part of the state, Haywood County. To my knowledge, all victims that were unaccounted for have been accounted for and retrieved. Regretfully, they are deceased. So keep those members of the family in prayers. Donations are filtering, or not filtering, but actually overwhelmingly coming in. And I would like to ask, and it's been asked, if everyone would hold off because they're sort of a max on taking donations at this time. But this is a long-term event, so more items will be needed as time progresses and goes on. So I will keep the body and everyone informed with that. Please check Facebook and other media outlets, WLS 13, et cetera, to find out donation status and timing. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Clampett, and I would add a few words to make sure that we keep those people in our prayers. It's been so devastating in the mountains of the beautiful state of North Carolina. Representative White, now you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 24th at 3 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, the ayes have it. The House does now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 24th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. We are adjourned. And then seconded by Representative Clampett. All right.
Bill re-referrals. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 60, short title, disapprove various solid waste rule changes. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Environment, and a serial referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 580, Title V permit fees effective date, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Environment, serial referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 389, DEQ, DNCR, Omnibus Agency Bill, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Agriculture, serial referrals to Environment, and Rules are added. And Senate Bill 462, CON threshold amendments and certificate expirations, withdrawn from the committee, strike that. The serial referral to Finance is stricken, and the serial referral to Rules remains on that Senate Bill 462.
Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The royal clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 314, an act to provide additional tools for the local government commission to assist in local government units and to establish a process for the local government commission to transfer the assets, liabilities, and other obligations to dissolve municipalities determined to be in financial distress. Senate Bill 316, an act to allow for certain exemption for plumbing, heating, and fire sprinklers and electrical contractors. House Bill 415, an act to update various laws of the practice of licensure of chiropractors. House Bill 489, an act to provide various building code and development regulatory reforms.
Chapter of nails, bills will be noted.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 490, short title, license to work. The bill is withdrawn from the calendar of August 24th and re-referred to the Committee on Rules.